or you might put your hand up to your what?
To my authority.
And now, a man might go to the barber to have him cut his
hair.
And where did an old-time storekeeper keep his pencil?
On his ear.
If he was right-handed, he'd keep it behind. Did he keep it?
Oh, yes, sir, behind the right ear, and if he's left-handed, well.
Keep it behind.
Behind his ear.
His left.
Left ear.
Okay.
Uh
huh. When you were at the table, and you were trying to talk, your daddy would say to you, "Don't talk with your food
in your mouth."
And the sometimes the flesh around the teeth are your what?
Gums.
And this is the
palm of your hand.
Okay. When you get mad, you double it up and make a
fist.
Two.
Yeah.
Two what?
Two fists.
All right. Now, sometimes when people get a little older, now you're pretty amazing the way you can get around, but other folks start getting stiff in their
Legs, and now they do, Sybil.
You already got that on your shoulder.
What do they call it? They say you stiffen your what?
In your knee.
Or any place you move, you call that a
A joint, I guess. Stiffing all my, I did get that seat, you know. I'm stiff in all my joints. Say, well, what for? What's stiff? What hurts you? All my joints. But I don't see that. Because I don't want to.
But you have child health every night.
The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Okay, and this is my, I hurt my what?
Your foot.
Okay. Now, you might be out in the dark and you stumble over a piece of furniture and bruise your
shin.
Okay. Now, when the ground was too cold to squat on, you say to sit down. You say, "I did what?"
I stepped down.
On your what? Back of your legs. You call your
yeah.
You ever hear people say "hunker down" or your haunches? You know what that
means? I did hear that a lot. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, say you were going to scare somebody. You would. There was a hedge there, you would do what? You would
stoop over.
And when they come along, you would say,
jump at them, yeah.
And say what?
We just scream. We just, and holler at them, you know. And
you never said boo? That was one of my favorite
words.
Well, yeah,
sometimes. Sometimes we would say that, but we scream at them. We used to do that a lot, yes.
A person who was big, say a man who was big, maybe a little overweight, but could still do a lot of work, you'd say he was
too heavy.
You ever heard somebody say they were stout?
Yeah. Too stout. The majority of them would say he's too heavy to do that kind of work or something like that, you know.
Now, a person who always had a smile on his face and he never lost his temper. You say he's a mighty.
He's a mighty happy-go-lucky.
He's always in a good.
A good humor. We have a brother-in-law that's like that.
He's always in a good.
Mm-hmm. Good humor.
Okay.
Anything suits him. Anything you say suits him.
You have a brother-in-law like that?
I said you had a brother-in-law. I said she has a brother-in-law like that.
A person who will never spend his money. He's a what?
What's he called over there? They're stingy, I know, but there's another name.
You know it.
They could get money out of other people?